Shalom uvracha. In regards to your question regarding how to say Birkat HaMapil when you're saying Kriyat Shema Lamita before you go to bed, let me shed some light of what you have to do. According to Halacha, you're not allowed to talk after you said the Bracha HaMapil Chevle Shena Lenai, because you can't have a hefsek, a separation between the Bracha and the sleeping. Now, there are a lot of poskim that say that you can talk a little bit and it's not considered a hefsek. So first of all, if you have to say a few things, it's not the end of the world. You can count on many poskim that allow you to speak a little bit after. Now, it mainly depends on the nosach that you use to pray, because most of the Sephardi Sidurim, the Birkat HaMapil is in the beginning. Some of the Ashkenaz Sidurim, the Birkat HaMapil is in the beginning, some of them are at the end. I personally read from the Sidur of the Arizal, so he placed the Birkat HaMapil at the end of the Kriyat Shema. So first of all, it really depends on the Sidur that you use. Now, here comes a different problem, because according to Kabbalah and different sources, we're not allowed to say Birkat HaMapil with Shem and Malchut, with Hashem's name and Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We're not allowed to say that after Chatzot, after midnight. This is according to Kabbalah. It's brought down from Rabbi Yeshaya Basan, which is, he was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. And the Ben Ish Chai also said that after midnight, if you go to sleep late, you can say Birkat HaMapil with the Shem U'Malchut, which means Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. This is according to Kabbalah. According to Sefaradim, and this is according to Maran Avadia Yosef, he said that, yes, according to Kabbalah, you're not allowed to say Birkat HaMapil after midnight, but he brought down to Halakha that you still say Birkat HaMapil after midnight with Shem HaMalchut, with Hashem's name, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So it mainly depends if you go by Nosach Sfarad or Nosach Ashkenaz. So in most cases, and this is also according to the Arizal, even if you go to sleep after midnight, you still say Birkat HaMapil with Shem HaMalchut, which means Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaMapil Chevle Shena, etc. Now, if you go by a Sidur that Birkat HaMapil is at the end, then the best way to do it is to say Kriyat Shema, say Birkat HaMapil, and go to bed, and not to have any Hefsek. If you must have a Hefsek, a short break, whether it's to go to the bathroom, whether it's to drink something, whether it's to say something, like I said before, there are poskim that allow you to do that. But the best way is not to do that. Now, according to the Nosach of the Arizal, the Birkat HaMapil is at the end. So the way to do it is you say Kriyat Shema Lamita with your clothes, you say it outside the room, you say it like a prayer, and then the part of the Birkat HaMapil you already say when you're on your bed with pajamas. That is okay. When I say that it's not good to say Kriyat Shema Lamita with pajamas, it's not that it's a prohibition. It's just that it's a prayer. And when you pray, you want to be dressed with clothes. If you must, if you're very tired and you don't have any other way, you can say Birkat Shema Lamita with pajamas. It's not a prohibition. It's not an isur. The right way to do it is you want to be dressed and you want to do it in a respectful way, etc. And again, going back to the Nosach of the Arizal, then you say the entire Kriyat Shema Lamita, you dress, then you go into pajamas, you wash your hands, you brush your teeth, etc. You do what you need to do. And then once you're sitting already on your bed with pajamas, you can say the part of Birkat HaMapil. Now, in Sidurim, like a lot of the Sephardi Sidur and a lot of the Ashkenaz Sidur, when the Birkat HaMapil is in the beginning, then there are two options what you can do. First of all, there's one psak halacha that if you talked after Birkat HaMapil, then you should say again only Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the three parshiyot. This is one opinion. The other opinion is to say Birkat HaMapil in the beginning of Kriyat Shema Lamita, but without Shem HaMalchut, which means instead of saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam HaMapil Chevelei Shena, you just say that without the Shemen Malchut. And then you say Kriyat Shema LaMita, and when you're ready to go to bed, when you're sitting already on your bed, then you're already saying it with Shemen Malchut, then you're saying it again. So it mainly depends on the Nosach you go by. It depends on according to who you go by when it comes to Piskei Halacha. Like I told you in regards to the Birkat HaMapil, if you go by Maran Ovadia Yosef, which the majority of the Sfaradim go by him, then you are safe to say Birkat HaMapil after midnight. If you go according to Ashkenaz, you better I suggest you speak to your Rav and see what he says about it. But in regards to the HaMapil, I gave you a few different options, and you should say it according to the Nosach that you go by. If you want, you can tell me again. You can tell me the nosach you go by, or show me, or tell me the type of the sidur that you read out of, and I will help you with that. But the main thing, and this is what most poskim go by, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, that you say Kriyat Shema al Hamita. Al Hamita means samuch lashena, right before you go to bed, and you want to say it as close as possible to you go to bed, and you want to not talk right after you say Birkat HaMapil. In regards to your questions about the pajamas, it's not that I'm against it. I'm just saying when I pray Kriyat Shema LaMita, it's a prayer. I'm dressed. Then after I said the entire Kriyat Shema with all the psukim after and the verses from Tehillim and Tachanun and Vidui and all these things, then I get dressed in pajamas. Then I get ready for bed. While I'm on my bed with pajamas, when of course my body parts are covered, then I say Birkat HaMapil, and it's okay to say it with your pajamas. If you're very tired and you have to say the entire Kriyat Shema with pajamas, say it with pajamas. It's not the end of the world. It's not a prohibition. I'm just beautifying the mitzvah, and I'm taking the mitzvah to a higher level by being serious when I'm standing in front of God. So I hope I covered the majority of your questions. If you have any other questions, please be more specific. In regards to the nosach that you pray, whether it's Ashkenaz or Sephardi, or any other type of sidur, it's always best to consult your rabbi, because different nosachim have different minhagim. You can always tell me in which nosach you pray, and Bezat Hashem, I will try to help you. The most important thing is to take this prayer very seriously. As I mentioned in the previous shiurim, it's a very important prayer. Women also have to pray Kriyat Shema LaMita. They're not exempt from it. You should try to take it as serious as possible and to beautify the mitzvah and to make sure that after you say Birkat HaMapil, you do not talk at all. If you have to talk, like I said, it's not the end of the world. There are enough poskim according to halacha that allow you to speak and to walk and to do things. But the best way to do it, when you want to really go out of your way, then you make sure that you're saying it as close as possible to bed. And if you have to say it with pajamas, it's okay. You can say it with pajamas. Again, I'm not against it. I'm just for beautifying the mitzvah and making it much, much better and taking it serious, because it's a very auspicious time and one needs to take it very serious. I hope I answered your question. If you have any other questions, please feel free to ask. God bless you for the koach and for the encouragement that you're willing to sit and take it so serious. And Bezrat Hashem, you should only know and hear good news.